Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that the whole concept of vaccine passports is the single most wicked and insidious thing that we've been asked to accept. And as you know, they are now lawful across all four parts of the United Kingdom, even though there's a possibility they may be revoked next week in England. But Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland has enthusiastically embraced them. And they are essentially your entry point to a large chunk of society. Now, I'll give you an example of this. Yesterday, I went into, I was away, as I say, for a little weekend break, went into a very nice new coffee shop. But it was a licensed coffee shop as well, so they served meal. You know, they could serve. You could have a coffee, but you could also sit down and have a lunch or a meal. You could do, have all of those things. And there was a bar, and so because it had a bar, it had COVID passport. You had to show your COVID pass to get in, and you also had to wear a mask. Those were the conditionality of it. And there was a queue of people in front of me. And I was watching them, and they were enthusiastically showing their passes. Yes, they'd got their little documentation, they'd got their little masks on, and they were absolutely conforming, and they were loving it. Now, suffice to say, folks, I don't have a COVID pass, and I do not and will never wear a mask. And I got in. Oh, how did you do that? We don't believe you. Well, very simple. You need to understand the regulations. Whilst these things are regulatory, there are exemptions under the law, and I am a great advocate of the law. So therefore, I lawfully am exempt from wearing a face mask, and I also have exemption from vaccine passports. So there you have it, folks. It's easy enough to do it if you're interested enough in making sure that you don't comply or you don't conform with what they say. But it's worth saying, however, that there are those who think vaccine passports are a super-duper great idea. And I noticed that Talk Radio was put a tweet out the other day. It was headed, "Should vaccine passport plans be scrapped?" And a Dr. David Lloyd said, "It's not a difficult thing to carry around a passport. A man standing outside a restaurant checking your phone isn't a huge imposition, and I felt so much safer." That's what the guy had to say. And of course, he felt so much safer. Well, that's the main thing. The same guy, by the way, I'm good to see some of my online following did a little bit of background check into this. Dr. David Lloyd, he's also rabidly pro-EU, anti-Brexit, and a leftist, who are all pretty much on the same page in this one. They love anything that brings around this dominant globalist ideology. So, you know, is this guy just suffering from mass formation psychosis, do you think? Is that why he believes this? Is he actually insane? Is he just stupid? And as someone points out on, again, another comment that I saw, I wonder would he feel safer if the unvaccinated were to be forcibly jabbed or perhaps shipped off to detention centres, maybe even concentration camps? What do we think about these lunatics who say, "I feel safer if everyone's got their vaccine passport"? Well, again, go back to what he said. He said, first of all, that it's not a difficult thing to do to carry around a passport. No, it's not difficult, but it's absolutely wrong. In a free society, you don't need a passport to walk around. Up until this point in history, we've traditionally only used passports to travel out of our country into a different country. Passport. Now, it's been completely contorted. And of course, it's the first step to enabling that which we all understand to be the digital ID, the all-encompassing digital ID. And what starts, you know, as a vaccine passport, as a app on your phone, could then become a chip in your hand. So we know where this one leads. It's totally dystopian. And yet this so-called doctor, he thinks, like, it's not difficult. I'm somebody checking for it. I mean, it's not a huge imposition. Well, it is a huge imposition, actually. It's a massive imposition, and one that I won't go along with. And I guess a lot of you folks won't either. And also, the strange expression, "he feels safer," that people are being asked to show their papers. But there's nothing that suggests just because you've got a COVID passport doesn't mean you haven't got COVID-19. There's no evidence of that. All it suggests is that at some point you've had maybe two or three jabs, but we know that the jabs don't stop you getting it. We know the jabs don't stop you transmitting it. So from whence does he get this sense of safety? Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't really make any logical sense that he feels safer because a section of society have become so enslaved and so enthralled to a government narrative that they basically will show a passport to get a bloody cup of coffee. He doesn't think that's strange. And he thinks it's very normal that people should be checked. And the emphasis, of course, the other side of it is, as pointed out by some of my followers, the implication is well, if you haven't got it, then you know you can't reasonably expect to go in and have a coffee, have a glass of wine. You can't. It's not reasonable of you to expect to do those things if you won't comply with what government wants. That's exactly right. That's exactly where this man stands. And this, of course, is what talk radio, vaccine radio, is indirectly promoting. The notion that, well, maybe the vaccine passports, they do play a good role. Yeah, they play a good role if you're living in Chinese communist China. Yeah, they do a really good, they play a really key role there. If you want the state to completely rule your life, they do a fantastic job. But if you're a freedom-loving person, you have to absolutely abhor them, reject them, and do not comply with them. That's what you need to do with vaccine passports. Thanks for listening.